Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Good morning, Dermot Whelan here, sitting in for Oliver this week. It's Wednesday, 28th of January, and I'm with you until 1 p.m. We're nearly there, folks. January is nearly over. Longer evenings and daffodils are just around the corner. Let us know what you're thinking in the usual way. You can text 51551. You can WhatsApp the show, 087-032-3232. We love getting your WhatsApps. Or send your longer thoughts by email to oliver@rte.ie. I hope you're all well. It didn't take you 3 hours to get wherever you were going today. I also hope the cleanup after Storm Chandra is going okay wherever you happen to be today. Big grateful shout out to all the rescue and emergency services and kind volunteers and kindly neighbours who've been out there helping so much. We have a cracking show for you this morning. I'll be talking to the stars of the brand new comedy drama. It's absolutely fantastic. I managed to get a sneak peek at it. It is set in an Irish wedding in Spain when the body of a priest is found at a wedding guest's villa. What could possibly go wrong? A professional surfer from Mayo who became an organic farmer in County Clare. From The Little Mermaid to Aladdin, Aideen Gormley will be here with the soundtrack story of Alan Menken. You may never have heard of him, but my God, he's played an important role in all these songs and movies that have a special place in our hearts. And the Cork woman with her eyes set on Formula One. But first, remember this. Fenton! Well, that was definitely one of the earlier viral videos of that poor man chasing his dog across a field in absolute futility. And the name, the dog name Fenton, became famous all around the globe. I was looking at it this morning and it still has like 25 million views, that one. Have you ever been, though, in a dog park and shouted for your pup and realised three other dogs have the exact same name? Well, that could be a thing of the past. There's a UK pet insurance provider called Petgevity. And they've launched a tool to check your pet's name to see if it's common, cool, or a little unique, or maybe completely out of date. So on first glance, what are we seeing here? What's out? Well, sadly, Rovers are quite lame these days. Lassie is old news, can you believe? For cats, Whiskers and Marmalade have also fallen out of grace, just not cool anymore. So, and more importantly, what is in? Well, Poppy, Luna and Willow are the top dogs in the top dogs list. Poppy, Luna and Willow. I think they're the sound. They sound like the kinds of children's names you'd hear being called outside a very posh school in London. Poppy, Luna, Willow. But no, the dogs are getting those names now. Not much different to the kitty list where, you've guessed it, Poppy and Luna are also popular there. And Nala, borrowed from The Lion King, they're also top names for cats these days. The name checker also has a bit of research into how we name our pets. The most popular inspirations are physical appearance, but social media trends and TV characters are also big inspirations. My own dog is called Buddy. I'm not entirely sure where the name Buddy came from. I think my daughter might have thought of that one. But we definitely meet a lot of buddies when we're out and about. But I like the name Buddy. It's reliable. It's simple. It's not something that's difficult to shout in an emergency. Some owners apparently are much more practical, with 37% of pet owners considering whether it could be an embarrassing name that they'll have to tell people or the vet. You see, you don't want to be stuck with a name that then you're too embarrassed to shout out, you know, in a public situation. It's pretty important, though. Not only do the names give the world the first impression of your best friend, but they also stick with the animal for life. And it makes me think of a friend of one of my children who named his dog when he was small. But now he's in university and he still has the dog. And you know what his dog's name is? Adventure Dog. he called his dog Adventure Dog. So that's now, as a fully formed adult, he has to go out and go, Adventure Dog! Adventure Dog, come here! Come, heal! You expect the dog to be wearing a little cape, don't you? That's what he does in my mind anyway. So you can let us know, how did you name your pet? Is it a name you regret? Is it one of those human names? There's a lot of human names for dogs. Certainly one of my best pals, his dog was called Lorna. Which sounds like the lady captain of a golf club. But Lorna was his wonderful pet. I guess we get used to the names, but maybe it sounds strange to strangers when they hear it for the first time. So let us know about your pet. Where do they get their name? Do you regret it or do you love it? Or do you still think it's cool, even if the trends are going in the direction of Poppy and Nala? 51551 for text, 087 032 32 32 for WhatsApps. And now an Irish-born, or to be more specific, a Limerick-born musician has overtaken Taylor Swift in YouTube music listens. It's pretty hard to believe anybody could overtake Taylor Swift at anything, but he's done it. DJ Aphex Twin now has 448 million monthly YouTube listens compared to Tay Tay's humble 396 million. And it's mainly thanks to one track. Aphex Twin, whose actual name is Richard D. James, has experienced an unexpected revival of his 2001 composition called, handily, QKTHR. I was actually looking up, how do you pronounce that? Because I didn't want to get laughed at by Aphex Twin fans. And his whole Reddit boards dedicated to arguments on how you pronounce. Anyway, the piano track appears on almost 8 million TikTok clips and frequently serves as audio for virtually every conceivable type of content. So it's just one of those sort of helpful tracks that people have been attaching to social media videos, and hence all the YouTube listens compared to Taylor Swift. If you're on social media platforms, you've likely encountered it without even being aware. Here is a listen of QKTHR. And so on and so forth. It sounds like a transition year student has somehow managed to get onto the church organ and is about to be dragged out of there by an angry priest. You, get down out of there! But it is just one of those tracks that sort of fits over, I guess, you know, heavily filtered content of someone having their morning coffee or something. Although born in Limerick, Richard grew up in Cornwall and maintains a remarkably low profile despite crafting music since he was 14 years old. I mean, hugely successful. His parents were Welsh, grew up in Cornwall, but he was technically born in the old maternity hospital there in Bedford Row. There's also a Tipperary connection with him, though. So a few Tipperaryites would like to own him as well. You can, because James's father, Derek James, was a coal miner who worked in the Silver Mines for over a year around the time of the musician's birth in the early 1970s. And according to Tipperary Live website, they say it's very possible that the town of Nina planted the artistic seed that resulted in electronic music hits such as Window Licker. So I don't know whether that's a suggestion that everyone in Nina is so bored they're walking around licking windows, but you never know. Anyway, fair play to Aphex Twin. And we wish him lots more success in his wonderful career. Moving on to sport, there was one thing we probably didn't expect to hear this week, and it's a Manchester United legend coming out as a GAA man. Nicky Butt, a man who spent 20 years kicking balls for a living, has discovered football, and I mean real football, because somehow British audiences are only recently being introduced to the game of Gaelic football, first through Sky's now lapsed deal with the All-Ireland Championship. Do you remember that when they're all like, what's that? What are they doing? And more recently, the BBC bravely allowing the GAA finals onto British television. And through this cultural exchange programme, football has apparently found its way onto Nicky Butt's television. He was on Paddy McGuinness's podcast. You know Paddy from... oh God, what's that show? It's Bolton. He's that Bolton show. What's that? Phoenix Nights. Remember? And he had the dating show as well. He's a great lad. He's very funny. And he's on this podcast alongside his former United teammate, Paul Scholes. And Paddy asked them, what are your favourite sports to watch with a pack of crisps and a pint? Initially, Nicky Butt went fairly predictable, soccer, rugby, the usual. But for his next choice, he said this.
I like watching the Gaelic football, actually.
This is a random thing. Listen, you're not sitting down at home with Chris Wood. Hey, what, let's have a look at the Gaelic football.
Gaelic football player.
I don't know any.
That's his cold him out.
Name me a team.
Watford,
what?
Hey, United. What were they saying to you before? Aussie rules and Gaelic football.
Hell, Aussie rules.
Did I not say that to you before?
Yeah, you did.
They're not saying. And Saturday morning is always on NRL, Aussie rules, and then Gaelic football every now and again.
Fair play to him. Yes, football, not soccer, real football. Because when Nicky Butt thinks of football, it's strange that the first thing that comes to mind is Division 4 Waterford, or Waterford. Not current champions Kerry or Dublin, not even Mayo for Sam, Waterford. And why not, say the Daisha fans. Well, welcome aboard, Nicky Butt. Here's your pint, the crisps are Tato, of course. And the rules, well, we're not sure because they change every second Thursday, but we'll do our best to explain them to you. Going to play some music now, and it's based around some telly that's coming back. Some excitement around the office here today about the return of this show. I never really got it, I have to say. I think it's a bit more of a female show, if truth be told. But Bridgerton is what we're talking about. Bridgerton season 4 starts back tomorrow on telly. And as well as, you know, being known for all the sauciness, it's also known for its string cover versions. So, orchestral versions of very famous songs. And they kind of just really, really blow up from this TV show. So everyone's wondering what songs are going to get the Bridgerton treatment this time round. This one, they famously did a version of. And this song absolutely blew up. It's Billie Eilish with Bad Guy. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Text the show 51551 or 087 032 32 32. Take it away, Billie.